Again, convince also, as you say, I mean, the way I hear it and the way I read it, it's all prarabdh, and whatever you do in this life and in
that this life, influences, yeah, the prarabdh karma that influences the way we think and our attraction. But ultimately, there is the individual choice to choose to serve Krishna or to go away from him. That is our original sin. So he's trying to uplift us, but we have the strong love for him, which is our inherent nature, has become perverted into a strong lack of desire to do that, a strong desire to enjoy our senses.
And why give that senses to us?
Otherwise, again, you come to the same point, then you're stone, then you're not a living being. Then where's the love? The opportunity to enjoy in the superlative manner by loving Krishna, that is there. But when that becomes perverted, then it becomes envy of Krishna. The idea that shouldn't be there, then we should all just become nothing. That's Buddhist or Jain or Advaitavada idea, that you just nothing.
So, if I would have born some 1,000 years back, I think I would have been more realized because of the atmosphere at that time.
Possibly, but there were plenty of very sinful people at that time also. Actually, now is a better time, because now is the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. The overall degradation is more at the present time, and the overall opportunity to become purified is also greater.
Did you read any of Srila Prabhupada's books?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Bhagavad Gita.
You read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anything else?
I'm trying to read Krishna. And I read the smaller books. The Laws of Nature.
Science of Self-Realization, did you read that?
No.
That's a very good introductory book that covers Krishna consciousness from many different angles. Human life is meant for purification. We have consciousness. Consciousness is inherent to our being. At the present time, our consciousness is polluted with foolish desires. We desire enjoyment for the senses, lots of money, fame, all these things, which are, if we consider how insignificant we are, we're just a little blob. We're just here for a short time, and very insignificant beings. Then we should consider philosophically, what am I doing here? But those who are very much covered with kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, they can't even begin to think like this.
But the problem with me is that I continuously think like that. I mean, I have so many
problems good.
Understanding it.
That's good that you're thinking, but at the same time, in the course of your philosophical thoughts, it's good to realize that we can't come to any conclusion by our own thinking. We'll just go round and round in circles. You'll never come to any conclusion. So, look at it like this. This whole manifestation, the material world, or where we are, it is a fantastic model or phenomenon. It's there are so many laws that is flying, which is done here. The design, if you want, the design of that body, the aeronautical design, and he has his own defense system. I realize there's some danger, flies off. So it's all the greatest scientists in the world together, they couldn't design such a good machine as this. So the whole universe, we see there's tremendous design from the microcosm to the macrocosm, which modern science, for all its achievements, has hardly studied. We don't understand very much, actually. So that there is design suggests there's some purpose, isn't it? I mean, it's just like this thing here. What is this? You touch it like that and some light comes in. But if it doesn't do anything, then it's meaningless. So there must, if there's such a great design, there must be some great purpose behind it all. That makes sense, doesn't it? So, and the fact that we are inquisitive to know what that is suggests that we also have inbuilt into us the need to find out that purpose. Just like if you feel thirsty, you're feeling thirsty because the body has a need for water. You can get water and you can fulfill that thirst. So, the philosophical urge suggests that there is real knowledge somewhere, but we have to... There's a great design which suggests there's a designer behind it all with some purpose. And that he communicates that to us. We have to find out how to get the message from him. So that there is scripture and that is God's communication with man is quite reasonable to accept. Logically. It's that there is a great purpose and we can access that. That is scripture. But scripture can be approached like any higher knowledge, not just from the book itself, but we require guidance also. And what are you doing? Which line are you in?
Business? Engineering.
You're in engineering, right? So the first time you saw a calculus equation, it didn't mean anything to you. Someone had to explain it to you. So it's in the book. Now you understand. But unless someone explained that to you, then you wouldn't have ever been able to understand it. So in the same way, the scriptures are there, but that requires that it's explained to us. Another point is that this knowledge that is given in scriptures is to do with our existential position, with us. It is concerned, it's not just concerned with facts, but it's concerned with the purification of our consciousness. We can only begin to access that knowledge if we accept the process of purification. You can be a drunkard and a lecher and everything and still be an engineer. Although, you know, if you're too much getting drunk and all this, you won't be able to study properly, but it is feasible. But to acquire knowledge of self-realization, it requires purification of consciousness. There are some basic principles to be followed also. So what I'm getting at is that there is higher knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and it can be accessed, but there's a specific system that you have to go through. And entrance into that begins with the humility of admitting that I'm a very tiny being in a very great system. I want to know what I'm doing. I don't know. I need to know. And I need guidance for that also. With that humility, one can begin on the path. And actually, humility takes us all the way through. Humility doesn't mean blind faith. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and in all the scriptures, he speaks of faith quite a lot. Maya satta vada pata yoga myunja vada. No, what is it? Sangshaya simagramam yatagya sisi chasha. Hear from me by which you become a Shadhavayo yang purusha. And he says, everyone has some kind of faith. Just like when you are studying mathematics,
when you first saw the calculus, it didn't mean anything to you, but you had faith that the teacher could teach you. Therefore, you listened to him and you applied your mind. So you had some faith. So nothing works without faith, but there's reasonable faith and there's blind or foolish faith. So like in some Christian sects, they say that the end of the world is coming and they give a date. And then it comes and it goes again. And then they recalculate from the Bible. And it's been going on like this for hundreds of years. This is foolish faith. But reasonable faith means that there is something which is beyond my power of understanding at the present time, or maybe even throughout my life, just like E equals mc squared is, it's going to be, even for many scientists, it's beyond their power of understanding the mathematical formulae to support this. But they accept it, because they accept that there are people who do understand this and they respect that. So reasonable faith is to accept that there are many things which may not be within my grasp of understanding, but we can accept them because on different grounds. We may not understand everything, but we can accept it because persons who have exhibited the behavior, saintly behavior, that we would expect of self-realized persons, they accept this. We accept it on the strength of their character. And also, just like in the Vedic literature, there are various reasons we can accept it. That if we take up the path, that we can personally experience in our lives the purification, becoming free from kaam, krodh, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. So there are various reasons to accept this. Although in Shastra, Hare Krishna, in Shastra it's also stated that it requires a search to Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It requires bhagya also to come to the path of bhakti. That bhagya doesn't mean blind luck also. But it means that, oh, careful, that those who have cultivated bhakti in previous lives, that helps them. That means that some purification of consciousness has been there from previous life. So there are many factors. But at some point a leap of faith is required. Otherwise leap of faith means that one accepts that if I'm going to go somewhere, I have to. You may say it's a risk, but it's a calculated risk. People say, can you prove it? Well, if you want to be skeptical, then you can't prove anything. People say that, well, we've proved that the existence of atoms, but no one ever saw any atoms. So what does proof mean? They accept it on circumstantial evidence. But if you want to be a skeptic, then you can't prove anything. You won't even believe that I exist. So we say we want to prove something, but Hare Krishna. But proof means at some level there have to be some axioms that we accept on faith. Everything we do is with faith. When you came in the room, this may seem like an absurd example, but you have faith that I'm not going to pull out a gun and shoot you. You didn't even think like that. Or when you walk on the street, you have faith that the pavement in front of you will support you. It won't. It's not an illusion that you put your foot and then your foot goes down. It's actually mud. You have faith. It's reasonable faith, you can say, but it's faith nevertheless. You don't know when you're walking that the street in front of you will support your weight. You just presume it to be so. So everything requires faith. And then that if we can accept that there is beyond this petty struggle for existence, beyond my tiny little sphere of activities that I'm in at the present, there is a sphere beyond this, beyond birth and death, that I can enter into. If we have that faith, then just by that faith we can begin to enter into it. Otherwise we remain constrained within this tiny little world of, you know, earning money and what else? Buying things, growing old, dying, don't know what happens next. It's amazing. Maya is so strong. The vast majority of people never consider how insignificant and meaningless their whole existence is. Just working, getting money, growing old, dying, and they never consider that. What is there anything beyond this? Or even if they're religious, it's very petty understanding that we go to God or whatever they consider to be God and get some blessing to enjoy ourselves in this world. Very narrow consciousness. Those who are fortunate can open up their vista and start to see beyond. But in the beginning it requires some faith. That there is something. That there is something more than just work, 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 and then earn money, grow old and die. There's more. There's more to existence than this. If one considers philosophically, he can either think there's more than this, or he can think this is just completely meaningless and useless. It is meaningless. But if we don't come to that hopeful platform of accepting that there's something more, then we become an atheist or a Buddhist or something like that. People don't become Jains. I don't know who becomes a Jain. They become Buddhists. Buddhism is more popular. Buddhism means to conclude there is nothing. There is nothing. Everything is nothing. They have big, big philosophy to describe how everything is nothing. They have different schools of Buddhism competing with each other to explain how everything is nothing. Isn't that funny? Different explanations of how everything is nothing. But the explanation itself means you're trying to understand it with intelligence, and then where's the nothing?
Being fortunate, is it within being fortunate to understand this? Is it within my independence? Or is it what I've done in the past?
It's that fortune generally accrues gradually, but still at no point is anyone forced. The fortune means that you can come in contact with devotees and one. By purification of conscience, where one may be more inclined to associate with devotees, but at no point is anyone forced that now you must take up bhakti. Or no, at no point is anyone forced that you don't take up bhakti also.
It's not forcing, it's my nature, inherent nature.
Our inherent nature is to serve Krishna.
Yeah, my inherent nature is I
at the present time that's covered by our various material desires. Which is powerful, no doubt. It's a powerful influence.
I think basically his question is that whether one takes to devotional life or not, is it under the control of Krishna?
That I'm saying again and again. You have to choose.
It's our free will.
Just like you see, Srila Prabhupada, he was preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. He said basically the same thing to everyone, that we're all meant for serving Krishna. Some people took it up and some didn't. Those who took it up, they took it up at various levels of seriousness. Some took it up seriously and later they went back. Some took it up a little bit seriously and later on became more serious. So the independence is always there.
Guru Maharaj, sometimes it seems almost next to impossible to get out of some one earth or material existence.
Might seem, if you follow the process, it shouldn't be. Follow the process, and patience is required also. It may seem difficult because we expect everything instantly. Actually, everything happens very quickly, but because we expect instant coffee, so we expect it will happen instantly. But if in one short lifetime one can get the mercy of Krishna, then the struggles through that lifetime are, it's insignificant in terms of time. There's an example. Shatapatra Shatabhedananyai. If you have 100 leaves and you stick a needle through, you pierce them all at once. Actually, you don't pierce them all at once, it's one at a time. But it seems like all at once. Actually, it's one at a time. So in the same way, we're gradually overcoming different anatomy. It may seem very slow, but in course of universal time, it's very quick. If you have the needle breaking through 100 leaves, if you do it in slow motion, it may seem to take a very long time. Actually, it's instant. Rasoham apsu kaldeya. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. It's water drinking season. Maybe you all need some water also. We can go. Would you like to give everyone water?
Water?
Yeah. Panika Prabhan Karo.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that any unqualified Brahmin who is not a Vija is a Brahma Bandhu, who is actually not following the Brahmanical principles. Even he, if he simply chants the holy name of the Lord once, then he is qualified to perform the sacrifices, Vedic sacrifices.
Yeah, anyone. Well, it's... No, it says those who are constantly chanting. Yannama Deyam Savanaya Kalpate. That's from the verse of Bhagavatam, third canto.
In Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, anyone, even if he chants the holy name even once, he becomes qualified.
The point is that chanting the name of Krishna is a transcendental activity, which is, it's above that of all materialistic religious activities. So, one is, by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one comes to a higher platform. Although, all the techniques, it doesn't necessarily mean that he learns all the there are also certain techniques for performing sacrifices, which you may not know them all. But anyway, for devotees, this, in Kali Yuga, we're chanting Hare Krishna, performing sacrifices, not such an important thing for us.
So my question was that a person who is not in the disciplic succession, who is not in the evam parampara praptam, which Bhagavad Gita says, who is not in the disciplic succession.
No, but that chanting should be on the transcendental platform to have full effect. Otherwise, so many people are making a show of chanting. So many materialistic people.
So it should be in the disciplic succession.
Should be the connection with the genuine connection should be there with Krishna, which is established in a formal and ongoing manner through the disciplic succession. Yeah. Although it's not impossible to chant even without disciplic succession, but for the general process for structured a structured advancement is through the parampara system.
Like there are many devotees in India, and if we go to the Radha Govind temple, Radha Govindji temple in Jaipur, in the morning in Mangal Aarti, there are so many devotees.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge gathering. Not even in this one temples we find such huge gathering. So you go there, and there's Mangal Aarti happening, and there are so many local devotees we find. So, and they seem to be worshipping the Lord in their own ways.
Yeah. Well, they're pious people, no doubt, but unless they get guidance on the path of Shuddha Bhakti, they won't advance in that. They're pious sentiment, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I say, unless they get proper guidance, then even basic things, they'll be, after the Mangal Aarti, they'll be at home drinking tea, watching TV. Mm-hmm. They don't have any transcendental aim of life.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pious people, but they require proper guidance to make real advancement.
We were initially in the spiritual plane and we made the decision to come out of this.
Mm.
So, I mean, it might be too naive, but does Krishna expect us to make a better decision being in the materialistic plane and we were in the spiritual plane and made the wrong decision?
Well, you can make the right decision despite the drawbacks of being in the material situation by the mercy of the Lord and His devotees. That's the vital factor in this material world especially. One has to accept that mercy. Despite our tremendous disqualifications.
And still be in the same loop, we can go back to the system.
Theoretically, yeah. Because we are individual living beings. We are not machines or robots or stones.
We have been sent to this world, to this material world, by Him. Him, I mean that the three modes of nature are also produced by Him.
You mean by Krishna?
By Krishna.
No, but actually we're not sent so much as we... It's a misuse of our independence.
Sure, sir, sure. But...
What? Because we choose not to serve Krishna, we come to this material world.
Why not?
Because we choose not to serve Krishna, we come to this material world.
May I be able to...
Hindi mein baat karenge?
Achha, Hindi. Okay, so... Main ye kehna chahta hoon ki bhagwan ko, bhagwan Krishna ji ko, ye to chahiye nahi ki bhai khilone ho mere.
ये तो एक ही प्रश्न है जो हम एक आधे घंटे से हम चर्चा करते हैं क्या है भगवान रासमय है लीलामय है और जीव का धर्म है भगवान की सेवा करना किस प्रकार की सेवा प्रेममयी सेवा होना चाहिए तो प्रेम कैसे होते तो यदि हम चुना करेंगे भगवान की सेवा करना तो वो ही प्रेम है अगर जबरदस्त को भगवान हमको ऐसे बाय फोर्स हमको उनकी सेवा में लगाते हैं तो वो तो प्रेम नहीं होगा यदि डर से या यदि हम मशीन जैसे भगवान की सेवा करते हैं तो वो तो प्रेम नहीं होगा तो भगवान हमको थोड़ी सी स्वतंत्रता देते हैं। वो स्वतंत्रता है क्या कि हम चुना सकते हैं भगवान की सेवा करना या नहीं करना। यदि हम राजी है भगवान की सेवा करना, हम भगवान के धाम में रहते। यदि हम भगवान को उपेक्षा करते हैं, हम भौतिक जगत में आते हैं। इतने सी स्वतंत्रते हैं भगवान हमको देते हैं। उस स्वतंत्रता यदि हम दुरुपयोग करते हैं तो इस भौतिक जगत में आने पर पड़ते हैं। हमारे दोष है कि हम इधर ही है, भगवान का नहीं, हमारा दोष ही है। पुरुष सुख दुख अनम भोक्तृत्व हेतु रुच्यते। गीता में श्री कृष्ण कहते हैं कि इस भौतिक जगत में और सब सुख और दुख जो हम अनुभव करते हैं वो कारण क्या है, हम ही कारण है। हमारे सुख और दुख का कारण है हम।
जब हम उनसे अलग हुए, यानी जब हम उनका पार्ट ही थे, पहले तो कभी तो उनका पार्ट ही थे, जब हम उनसे अलग हुए तो हम पर कोई हमारे पर कोई ऐसा पर्दा पड़ गया कि हमने उनको छोड़कर
पर्दा है, क्योंकि हमारी इच्छा है भगवान को भूल करना। ईश्वर हम भोगी, मैं ईश्वर हूँ, मैं भुगता हूँ। हम स्वीकार नहीं करते हैं कि भगवान कृष्ण नियंता है, प्रभु है। भौतिक जगत में हम क्या करते हैं, हम प्रयास करते हैं खुद को ईश्वर बनाना, खुद को भोक्ता बनाना, भगवान कृष्ण को भूल करके। तो इसलिए माया का पर्दा है, हम भगवान को नहीं देखते क्योंकि हम नहीं चाहते भगवान को देखना। गीते में श्री कृष्ण क्या कहते हैं, नाहं प्रकाश सर्वस्य योगमय समावृत मूढ़ोऽयं ना भी जाना थी लोको माम अचमव्ययम्। सब मुझको नहीं देखते क्योंकि ये माया का आवरण है। भगवान सर्वत्र सर्वव्यापी है लेकिन हम भगवान को नहीं देखते क्योंकि माया का पर्दा है। हम भगवान को प्रेम नहीं करते हैं, हम भगवान से अलग रहना चाहते हैं, इसलिए भगवान हमको अवसर देते हैं उनसे अलग रहना।
तो हमें जो ब्यूटी लगता है, जो बुद्धि है, बिल्कुल स्पष्ट कह रही है कि
बुद्धि कम बुद्धिमान है।
बुद्धि तो कहती
जो बुद्धिमान है ही स्वीकार करते हैं मैं कृष्ण दास हूँ।
ये तो कम से कम स्वीकार कर ही रही है कि माया का पर्दा
स्वीकार करना है। फिर वो ये माया का प्रभाव से मुक्त होने के लिए साधना भक्ति ग्रहण करना चाहिए। तो ये माया का प्रभाव बहुत ज्यादा है और बहुत जन्मों से हम माया से प्रभावित है, इसलिए साधना भक्ति करना चाहिए जिससे हम धीरे। ये माया का प्रभाव एक रोग जैसे है, तो ऐसा है कोई गोली नहीं है कि एक बार खाने से हम एकदम ठीक हो जाते हैं। तो धीरे धीरे इलाज लाना चाहिए, धीरे धीरे हम काम करो लोग इत्यादि से मुक्त होंगे। आपका क्या विचार, यदि भगवान मुझको प्रेम नहीं देते अभी तो भगवान बदमाश है, आपका क्या विचार है?
मुझे ये हैरानी हो रही है कई बार ये इस बात पे इसको मैं आया गया कर देता हूँ, छोड़ो इस बात को सोचते ही नहीं। नहीं, मुझे ये हैरानी होती है कि जब हम भगवान के पास थे तो हमें सब कुछ पता था कि ये भी ऐसे मटेरियल
वर्ल्ड पता है, लेकिन हम जीव है, हम बहुत ही छोटे हैं और स्वतंत्र। यदि स्वतंत्रता नहीं है तो हम पत्थर जैसे हैं या मशीन जैसे है। स्वतंत्र स्थिति है और जिससे वो ही है, तो ऐसा निश्चित है कि कुछ जीव है जो वो स्वतंत्रता दुरुपयोग करेंगे।
स्वतंत्रता दुरुपयोग तो जो ही मटेरियल में
एक्चुअली हमारे आचार्य गण बोलते हैं कि इस बात में ज्यादा ख्याल मत रखो। हम अभी इसी हाल में है तो यहाँ से मुक्त होने का प्रयास करो। तो जितने भी हम चर्चा करते हैं, हम कैसे इधर ही है, तो जितने भी हम चर्चा करते हैं तो उससे हम क्या फायदे मिलेंगे यहाँ से मुक्त होने के लिए। हम फंस गए हैं ऐसी अवस्था में, तो कैसे मुक्त होंगे, क्योंकि ये हमारे ये कठिन है ये सब समझना। हम कैसे आए हैं, मुख्य प्रश्न है कैसे यहाँ से जाएंगे। लेकिन अच्छा हो हम हिंदी में बात करेंगे, कुछ लोग है जो अंग्रेजी नहीं समझते।
भगवान से प्रेम में रिश्ता बनाने के लिए
कृष्णा
से प्रेम में रिश्ता बनाने के लिए
भगवान से प्रेम में रिश्ता बनाने के लिए प्रेम युक्त रिश्ता बनाने के लिए
संबंध बनाने के लिए हम उनसे प्रेम करेंगे तो वो तो हमसे और भी ज्यादा प्रेम पहले ही करना चाहते हैं। जब वो चाहते हैं
नहीं, आप पहले साधन भक्ति करना चाहिए। प्रेम प्राप्ति शुद्ध अवस्था में प्राप्त होती है, तो पहले चैतो दर्पण मार्जनम चित्त शुद्धि करना चाहिए, वो भी भक्ति के द्वारा होती है। प्रेम शुद्ध वस्त्र में प्रेम अनुभव होते हैं, तो पहले जैसे ही वो यूनिवर्सिटी जाने के पहले, तो पहले केजी जाना है, फिर स्कूल जाना है, और ऐसे क्या है एसएससी, क्या है एसएससी प्लस टू, तो ऐसे स्टेप बाय स्टेप। प्रेम प्रयोजन ही है, लेकिन पहले प्राथमिक शिक्षा लेना चाहिए। ऐसा है, ऐसा कहते हुए गुरु है जो बोलते है तो हम तुरंत प्रेम देंगे, लेकिन ये सब ढोंगी है। जैसे कि वो छोटे बच्चे को MSc देना, मतलब ऐसे सर्टिफिकेट दे सकते हैं, लेकिन उसका कोई अर्थ नहीं है। तो जितने भी प्रेम प्रेम बोलते हैं, यदि चित्त शुद्धि नहीं हो तो खाली भंग है और कुछ नहीं है। तो स्टेप बाय स्टेप
कुछ पाने के लिए साधना करना भी तो गलत है।
नहीं, वो सही उपाय, यू हैव टू फॉलो द राइट प्रोसेस, और आप भी सही होना चाहिए, यू हैव टू बी सिंसियर। भगवान हमको मदद करेंगे, भगवान सबके हृदय में है, अंतर्यामी के रूप में, और हम जो चाहते हैं तो उसको उसको उसके अनुसार भगवान हमको देते हैं. If we want a cheetah, we'll get a
cheetah.
Ichha karna to kaise hote hai? Bhagavad is that? Bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. Bhagavan ke bhakton ki sangati se hum bhi prerit hote hai bhakti sadhana karna. Gita mein Shri Krishna kehte hai, संगात संजायते काम, जैसे संग वैसे हमारी इच्छाओं इच्छाओं की उत्पत्ति होती है. यदि हम दुर्द लोग के साथ संग करते हैं फिर हम भी दुर्द बन जाएंगे. यदि हम संत की संगति करते हैं फिर हमारी इच्छा भी तो ऐसे शुद्ध होंगे. सो यदि हम भक्त संग करेंगे तो हमारी भी कामना उस प्रकार होगी कि मैं भी प्रयास करूंगा भक्ति करने. इसलिए सत्संग शास्त्र में सत्संग का अनुमोदन. आजकल ये भारतीय संस्कृति तो बिल्कुल विपरीत है. तो पहले वो लोग को सत बनाने के लिए भारतीय संस्कृति थी, आज तो शराब पियो व्यसन व्यभिचार करो यही प्रचार होते. तो आधुनिक जीवन में असत्संग सदैव प्राप्त होते हैं. You have to come out of this. Take satsang.
गुरु महाराज जी तो कहते हैं फल की इच्छा से भक्ति करना क्या सही है?
फल से इच्छा?
फल की इच्छा रखते हुए भक्ति करना क्या सही है?
फल प्रेम फल सेवा. हाँ जय हाँ ऐसा बोला नहीं कि भगवान अंदर से हमको देखते हैं. यदि हम भक्ति करते हैं लेकिन चाहते हैं कि भगवान का आशीर्वाद से हम धन जन सुंदरी इत्यादि मिलेंगे तो वो ही भक्ति नहीं है. तो शुरू में ऐसा हो सकते हैं लेकिन वो शुद्ध भक्ति नहीं है. ज्यादा गुरु सब ऐसे प्रचार करते हैं तो मेरा आशीर्वाद लो भौतिक भोग विलास करो.
सो ध्रुव महाराज ही द एडवाइस ऑफ नारद मुनि ही स्टार्टेड डूइंग ऑस्टेरिटीज फॉर टू गेट अ किंगडम बिगर देन हिज फादर ग्रैंडफादर एंड ग्रेट ग्रैंडफादर. मटेरियल डिजायर एंड देन ही वाज अल्टीमेटली प्यूरिफाइड ऑफ दैट.
ये संभव है. ऐसे संभव है यदि हम सद्गुरु मिलेंगे और यदि हम भी वो सद्गुरु का उद्देश्य ग्रहण करते हैं.
ध्रुव महाराज वाज अ क्षत्रिय. Narad Muni was giving him Brahmanical preaching and then Dhruva Maharaj said to Narad Muni that I am not fit to take your preaching because I am a Kshatriya and I am full of ignorance, material desires. So, and then ultimately Srila Prabhupada writes that even if someone has material desires, in fact, Sukadeva Goswami also writes in the Bhagavatam that even if someone has material desires,
kama sarva kama va,
he still should worship the Supreme Personality.
But that's dangerous because not everyone gets the same result as Dhruva Maharaj.
Yeah.
One thing is, he completely gave up material activities. He didn't indulge in material activities while performing bhakti. He stopped them all. But if one is simultaneously engaging in material activities and doing supposed bhakti, then it doesn't work. Just like we're saying, so many people may go for Mangalati, Radha Govinda, then they go home, watch TV, turn on TV and drink tea, and there's no, where's the purification? Dhruva Maharaj accepted the process of purification. There are many examples. Diti, she desired a son who would kill Indra.
Yeah.
So Kashyap gave her the process of purification. There was no sense gratification. She became purified. So she gave up the desire to have a son who would kill Indra. That stated, akama sarva kama va moksha moksha kama udhara tibrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushantara. Tibrena, one has to take up very seriously. Then one will become purified. But if you go to Bhagavan for material desires and at the same time you're indulging in material sense gratification, no. Still, it's better than totally avoiding Bhagavan, but you can't expect the same purification that Dhruva Maharaj had if you don't take up bhakti as seriously.
Maharaj, Bhagavan ko sapne mein dekhna matlab ye achhi baat hai.
Swapna mein dekhna acha hai aur jagrit avastha mein bhi dekhna acha hai. लेकिन देखना क्या क्या मतलब है?
अच्छा,
कितने सारे लोग वृंदावन जाते हैं और फोटो खींचते हैं, मैंने भगवान देख लिया, वापस आया हूँ, बोलते देखना क्या है? प्रभुपाद तो भक्तिस्थान सरस्वती ठाकुर बोले कि तो इतने सारे लोग बोलते हैं कि मैंने वृंदावन जाके भगवान को देखा, तो सरस्वती ठाकुर का प्रश्न था तो किस लिए वापस आए अगर भगवान को देखो तो क्यों ऐसे भौतिक संसार में वापस आए हैं? तो यदि सच्चाई भगवान का दर्शन है तो क्यों सुबह उठ के फिर वो संसारिक कार्य में फिर वापस जाते हैं? क्यों? रियल भगवत दर्शन मीन्स नो मोर मटेरियल लाइफ. भगवान का दर्शन है, लेकिन हमारा प्रोसेस है ये रेगुलर श्रवण कीर्तन ये सब करना.
Nee, in the morning, actually, I was lamenting that in the Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to get the Bhagavan darshan as it is like this.
But darshan means through the ear. That's the, you first you hear. Otherwise, you won't understand. What are you doing? What's your line of work?
I am in the marketing. I am in the marketing.
Of what?
So I am selling specialty chemical from Pidilite Industries Limited, chemical company.
I see.
I'm working.
All right. So. What is that? Industrial chemicals?
Yeah, industrial chemicals.
Okay, so if you bring some industrial chemical and put it in front of me and tell the name, I'll see it, but it doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know what it's used for. I can see it, but I have no idea what its use is or what value it is. So seeing, but one who's trained, one who's a chemical engineer or whatever, he'll know, oh yes, I need this. You send me 1 ton of this chemical. So seeing physically with the eyes doesn't mean very much. You have to be trained by hearing and learning what is the value. So seeing, just like I was saying, so many people go to Vrindavan, they'll see Bhagavan's murti, and they'll think, nice dress, nicely they dress the statue, very nice. They have no idea.
And actually, the money.
So you have to, by hearing, we can understand. Pratima Nahatun Sakshat Rajendrananda. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Devotee speaking to Bhagavan that you are not a statue. Pratima Nahatumi Sakshat Rajendrananda. You are directly Krishna. That can be understood by hearing. One who's advanced, they're just by seeing they can understand. Just like an experienced chemical engineer, you just show him the chemical, immediately understand, okay, this is good. There's good quality, there's no good quality. It's gone in, the knowledge has become Atmasat. It's become one with him. But in the beginning stages, we need to hear, and we can understand. Otherwise, seeing, so many people can see. Doesn't mean anything to them.
So, Maharaj, this the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, does it? So, when we say Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagwaneti, Iti, Sabdete, the three stages of realization, Brahman stage, Brahman. So, does the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra directly takes up the stage of...
If we take the Hare Krishna Mantra from devotees, then that takes us directly to Bhagavan realization. Okay. It's aiming at that, which includes Brahman and Paramatma realization. It's not that we go through one and then another, then we come to...
So when we say that, like in Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada writes at so many places that that a devotee is able to see in his heart, Shyam Sundar.
Yeah, that means devotee, means self-realized devotee. Premandana Churita, right. Whose eyes are smeared.
Pointed with. So is that seeing the Shyam Sundar in the heart?
Not only in the heart, but everywhere.
One more question that's totally out of context. So, we have planetary systems which have been described in the Bhagavatam. And Earth is in the middle planetary system, and then we have the lower planetary system. So when we say this particular planet is situated below Earth, and this like Bhuvar, Mahar, Jantap, Satyalok, they are above Earth. What does it mean above and below?
So Bhu means Earth is in the Bhu system. Above means...
Is it physically?
The fan is above, you keep on going and you'll come to Satyaloka.
This is physically.
Yeah. And at the bottom is Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, so it's in relation to him.
Okay. So the
it means that the standard dictionary usage of the word.
There is a reference where the Pandavas they reached heaven through this earthly planet.
Yeah.
So, and what I was not sure is that the heavenly planets are situated on.
It's a complex subject. Some of our devotees, the one last one year, they did intensive research and they came up with something, but there's a lot more to do. But that's generally understood anyway, that there may be heavenly planes. There may be heavenly access even from this sphere. There may be... Prabhupada writes, in the Bhagavatam itself, it states that there may be some heavenly places right on this earth. This Kashmir was previously called Bhuswarga.
Kashmir?
Yeah, okay. Prabhupada writes that. And some places may be just like hell. But it appears that there are there are like some physical corridors to from this earth plane to the to some heavenly areas. But even if you go, it's doubtful if you will be allowed to stay there if you don't have the punya to go there. And what's the use anyway?
Yeah.
It's all nonsense.
So I got another question. In the Treta Yuga, we
had
the Rama Avatar. After that, only
some Treta Yugas ago.
Okay. After that,
not in this Maha Yuga.
Okay. About,
this is the 28th Chatur Yuga. I believe it was in the 24th Chatur Yuga of this Swayambhuva Manu that Ram Avatar came.
And my question is, just 8,75 years difference between the Rama Avatar and the Krishna Avatar, because Krishna Avatar end of the Dwapar Yuga, the Rama Avatar in the end of, I think the end of the Dritha,
yeah,
Dritha Yuga.
Yeah. So?
No, this is, in the meantime, the everything was going peacefully in the earth, all of the planets.
I think it was very peaceful. The material world goes on.
Okay.
Does a jiva gets a human life again after if he chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
Minimally.
Minimally. Okay.
Although if one it's also possible that if one commits serious sins or offenses, even he chants Hare Krishna, he can go to the lower species also. It's not that I chanted Hare Krishna, now I can do anything I like. It's possible you can go down also. Not impossible.
Maharaj, I didn't quite get the point of Treta Yuga. Not in this Treta Yuga, you say?
No, there are the four yugas are they're coming. So before this present Kali Yuga, there was Dwarpa Yuga. Before that was Treta Yuga. But that Treta Yuga just before was not the one in which Ram latest came. He came four Chatur Yugas ago, we're informed, according to Shastra. Quite a long time ago. By our calculation.
Yeah, by our three calculations, about 8,75 or something.
60 years or something. Hare Krishna. Anyone else needed to meet me personally? I was told there were.
Yeah,
now we're having a general satsang. क्या कहना चाहिए हरे कृष्ण बोलो पूरे ग्रहण में और ग्रहण के पहले भी और बाद में भी हरे कृष्ण बोलो नॉन स्टॉप
कंटिन्यूअस प्रोसेस फॉरएवर
रात
chanting the holy names while driving and other thing. It's able to do the same effect as well as like.
You can do, but it's not a bad idea to concentrate on driving. Because if you're not concentrating, then more likely to have an accident. That's a kind of service, isn't it? When you're driving, you have to, you know, make sure that you don't crash. So driving needs concentration.
Yeah, I want to just.
Driving is dangerous. Better concentrate on that.
Guru Maharaj
is Maja Rupinath's
brother.
Alright, yeah. Okay, good.
He stays in Vrindavan.
He's coming back.
Yeah, in July.
From the land of the free. Land of the free means work like an ass, like anywhere else. He's coming back. Is it? He's with Microsoft, he'll be there or what?
I think so, I didn't get the news.
Yeah, whatever.
Guru Maharaj, you know, the Guru Nagar Sangha. Guru Nagar Sangha.
Right.
The Satsang Mate, the Guru Nagar, 16 down, Kafi Samasita Ram. Satsang Mate, the Guru Nagar Sangha program, the Surat Vilay.
Shadhavati. Mataji. Shraddha hai, bhakti mein. O Satya Gauranga hai ne? Alright, sab ek ek ja rahe hain to take some prasad. Hare Krishna. Oh, well, make it in the women's cricket team. Better not go in the women's cricket team. Free will means free. लेकिन ये भी है कि जी वो गुण का प्रभाव भी होते हैं कारणम गुण संगोस्य साधे साधियों जन्म सो फ्री विल है स्वतंत्रता है लेकिन जिस प्रकार का संग करते हैं उससे प्रभाव भी पड़ते हैं इसलिए सत्संग शास्त्र में सत्संग सत्संग का क्या बोलते हैं अनुमोदन है रेकमेंडेशन सत्संग हो
पूजा करते हैं हम आप
वैष्णव विधि है जीवे स्वरूप हो कृष्ण नित्य दास सेवा कभी भी बंद नहीं करते व्रत है तो खाली प्रसाद लेना है तो यदि भोग नहीं लगाना है तो कैसे हम प्रसाद लेंगे भोग लगाना है.
But we should not visit the temple at 10, 11 days.
That's the normal, normal thing, which we can also follow. Prabhupada, I know at least one disciple, Prabhupada told him that. Don't go now. And his daughter died. But at home, to ghar mein, my matlab, aisa gyare din ya jo bhi vidhi hai, jaat ke anusar. To, ab aise palan kar sakte, mandir nahi jana, ityadi. Or bau kuna, yes. Lekin, ghar mein, वो पूजा जो करते हैं तो उसको चालन करना चाहिए. ये सब पान खाने वाले, तंबाकू खाने वाले ब्राह्मण करते हैं, उससे क्या फायदा होता. और मंत्र बोलते हैं मशीन जैसे, मंत्र का क्या है अर्थ तो ब्राह्मण भी नहीं जानते.
घर में कुछ दिन खाना नहीं बनता, दो तीन दिन तो खाना दूसरी जगह से आता है.
ऐसे कर सकते यदि अगर कोई भक्त पड़ोसी है
उनको रिक्वेस्ट कर सकते.
और अगर कोई कुटुम्ब वैष्णव का प्रस्थान है तो उससे यह सोच नहीं होते. वैष्णव का भगवत धाम जानने से जो कैसे यह सोच होते. कोई दोष, कोई दाग नहीं है. हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण.
यू कमिंग टू द प्रोग्राम हियर दिस इवनिंग 7 to 9:30. आई गिवन द टाइम
सम
जॉइन. यू लाइक टू गिव दक्षिणा?
यस.
I give you, I turn, you give me paper and I give you back paper, books.
Yeah, I know, I received the...
You got the set of books, sir. Huh?
Whole CD set and the books and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I already have the books but the CD set.
Sure. I don't have new books now. Sorry. But as they come out, they'll go to you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
CDs I have, I'm not sure what you have, what you don't.